Internet Marketing Radio.
Let me first clarify, since that's the first time you ever heard that crazy music coming into the podcast. I was needing some music for the intro and outro for the podcast, so I played that on the guitar and did a lot of modification with Audacity to it, so I hope you like it. As always, we're looking for your comments out on chrisclark.com about the podcast. Get out there and leave us a few comments and help us improve the show. Episode 2. Finding a topic for your information product. Behind every good marketer is a great library. So there's three books that I think every marketer should have. They're really around mail order, but they have some great stuff in them, and I keep referring myself to them over and over and over again. The first one's 101 Great Mail Order Businesses by Tyler G. Hicks. Another Tyler G. Hicks favorite is Mail Order Success Secrets. And the last book here is Money in Your Mailbox by L. Perry Wilbur. All of those books are awesome, and I keep referring to them over and over again. They're really sort of geared towards direct marketing and how to create classified ads and how to create information products and advertising and, you know, basically filling up your mailbox with checks. They're geared towards old school type stuff, using flyers and stuff like that. But the information in them is priceless as far as the value. And, you know, if you use a little common sense, you can easily translate a lot of the ideas onto the internet. So those are three books you definitely should pick up. So this week's topic's about finding a great idea for your next information product. And one of the most fundamental things that you should realize is, if you look around you, everything around you at one point in time was someone's idea. None of it was created, you know, automatically. It was all created by somebody who had an idea for its creation. So it's definitely something you have to think about, is the power of the idea. And, you know, where do good ideas come from is really something we should talk about. So a lot of the things about a good idea are actually caught up in the science of the brain. In the brain, there's actually two brains inside your brain. There's a thing called the amygdala, which is thought of as the primitive brain, which controls your primitive instincts of sex and food, you know, shelter, the basic necessities that you need in life. The other brain that you have, sort of your neocortex or prefrontal cortex, sometimes it's referred to, which is sort of your thinking brain, right from wrong, analyze a situation based on past situations. It's a less emotional brain than the primitive brain. And a lot of times when we're selling products, we really want to react to the primitive brain more so than the thinking brain, because the primitive brain actually responds within 12 milliseconds with little information, whereas the neocortex responds in 24 milliseconds and requires more information to make a decision. So let me say that again. The neocortex takes twice as long, the thinking brain in your head takes twice as long to react to a situation than your emotional brain does, your primitive brain, your amygdala. So it's very important to have quick, fast content that really caters to that primitive brain of people's desire for sex, food, shelter, appearance, you know, weight loss, all those kind of things. Those are the things people are going to buy quickly. And they're always going to be top sellers in the marketplace. So a lot of times you'll hear me talk about emotional marketing, and it's actually based a lot in science. And we'll probably have a podcast on that topic in itself, of creating emotion around the product that you're selling to get people to click through and make you money. So let's talk about some things that people find in their primitive brain that are interesting topics. So how about fun? People like to have fun. You know, fun's always a good thing. How about to be attractive or to be popular? You know, one of the things in the human brain is self, you know, preservance. So how about being healthy? How about reducing the time it takes you to do things? you know, in being healthy, well, what if you have some type of physical pain that recurs over and over again? Having a way to reduce that pain and get it out of somebody's head is obviously something they'd be looking for. As far as appearance goes, you know, being clean, being you know, sort of a flip side of being healthy is also just to have good hygiene and be a clean person. Be attractive to the opposite sex, and you know, this is sort of caters to that primitive brain sex drive thing. But be attractive is always a good seller. Let's talk about, you know, resources and, you know, the hunter-gatherer kind of instinct thing. How about making more money? You know, people are always looking to make a little bit more money. Or how about to maybe save the money that they have? Maybe making more is not as important as just keeping what you're making. How about to be current in your fashions and stuff? You know, not to be in the 30 years ago type place that some people are. To feel secure in what you're doing. You know, to have a sense of security is always going to be a top seller. You know, and people always respond better to positive feedback and appreciation and that kind of thing. So how about a way to receive approval? Products that cater to one being approved. To make, you know, products that make people feel important. And one of the, you know, I have a strong belief one of the highest driving factors of a lot of people is creativity. The ability to be creative, whether you're a musician or an artist or a web page designer or whatever it may be. I think people have a natural instinct to want more and be more challenged in what they're doing rather than being very repetitious. And how about just the feeling of success that you're actually gone, you know, you've gone somewhere and you're not spinning your wheels. You know, I think all those things really cater to what I just said about the primitive brain and looking at oneself and figuring out what are the just primal instincts of a human. You know, spirituality and sex and appearance and hunter-gatherer kind of instinct and shelter and all those kind of things. And if you really drive all those things out into today's marketplace, you'll find a lot more sort of niche markets that cater to those type criteria. So another thing that's always out there is, you know, just current technology or social trends. So just think about all the things out there that are there now. You know, things like podcasting, and I'm not sure what the latest term is for video casting. I've heard vlogs and all kind of things, but video's coming on real strong. Recent acquisition, Google buying YouTube being a prime example. Web 2.0 seems to be hot right now. The energy crisis, gas prices going through the roof. Things like alternative energy, ethanol, solar, things like that. You know, the end of time, a lot of people are speculating now we're in the end of times. Maybe you should educate people on that topic. Maybe you take a, you know, certain perspective, whether it be Christian or a different perspective. Terrorism in general. I mean, you know, we're living in the age of terror, so, you know, how to protect yourself from terrorism or how to identify terrorism, things like that. Seems like every day we turn on the news, we hear something about child safety. Some kid's been kidnapped or held hostage or whatever it may be. Maybe you should create products around child safety. Or, you know, school safety. You know, every time we turn on TV, we hear about a new school shooting somewhere. So how about a product about that? A plethora of new software coming out. Windows Vista, new versions of web browsers like Internet Explorer, Firefox. New operating systems like Ubuntu and Fedora. All that coming out. Open source really gaining critical mass right now with lots of great applications that a lot of people have never, you know, probably never heard of. Like I do this podcast in a program called Audacity, which is just about as good as it gets as far as an audio editor. And it's 100% free. You can download it right now and use it on your computer. There's a lot of new programs. Paint.net, if you go to getpaint.net, there's a great program. It's very similar to Photoshop, written in completely in .NET. It allows you to edit images and resize them and do a lot of graphic manipulation like you can do in GIMP and some other programs. So just being on the current edge of what's going on in the world is another great place for topics. And, you know, obviously there's plenty of sources for getting that type of information. So, you know, what are some of these sources? Well, you know, major news networks, you know, ABC, NBC, CBS, obviously CNN, Fox, all these places. Get it on TV. You know, there's a lot of shows on TV now that are heavily integrated into the web as far as their content. A lot of good information I get is from blog sources. A lot of new sites popping up out there around what are the trends in the marketplaces. Sites like Digg, DIGG.com, Blue Dot, which is bluedot.us. Google News now just recently included blogs as part of their news search. There's one called TechMeme, which is T-E-C-H-M-E-M-E.com. Great site for technical information is TechCrunch. And one that I use pretty much every day is called Spotback. It's probably relatively unknown, but it's spotback.com. And it basically gives you stories like other stories that you like. And it is aggregating quite a bit of information from all the major RSS feeds around the web. Another great place is forums. If you go out and just look at forums and see what people are asking as far as questions, those are going to be the same kind of people who are wanting to buy products. You know, if you're asking a question, there's probably 20 or 100 other people asking the same question who didn't have the guts to get out there and ask the question, who would gladly give you their money to help them solve their problem. Go check out your competition. See what your competition's doing. See what they're offering. See what their new features are. See where they're taking their products. One of the greatest sources is just people. Walk up and ask someone. Say, you know, what things are in the world today concern you? And, you know, maybe it's something you talk about over lunch. Try to get a direction for what are on people's minds. Another great source of information is radio. And not just regular radio, but also the XM and Sirius radio. They have channels dedicated to lots of topics, you know, 24/7. You can turn it on and listen to different stations and get lots of good information. So those are a lot of places to get, you know, the local, latest, national, what's going on in the world kind of information, as well as even getting some specialized information around a lot of the topics I talked about earlier. So you really just have to sit down with yourself. Get somewhere quiet, away from everyone, and that is key. You can't have your kids running around, or you can't be fishing or golfing, or you really just kind of need to go somewhere and be totally quiet, without any distractions, and put that mind to use, and sit and think about what is something you know about, or you know someone who knows about it, and. You know, I'll reemphasize that again. You know someone who knows about it. Because one of the things you're going to do in your information product is a lot of this information is not going to come from you. It's going to come from people you interview. You're going to go out and find 4 or 5 people who are experts in that field around appearance or weight loss or child safety or whatever it is. And you're going to ask them a series of questions that you sit down and thought about for a couple hours about you're the person who knows absolutely nothing about what it is they offer or what is the problem, and you want to know everything leaving that interview. So you want to ask them a lot of very intelligent questions, not the real basic ones, but very specific questions that you've thought about for several hours. And maybe even done a little bit of homework on, in terms of really getting down to the nuts and bolts as to why they're different or what makes them special about their product and their offering. So I hope all that good information gets your brain stirring and gets you thinking about what you know, because everybody knows something. And you may think you don't know, but you know quite a bit that you take for granted that other people don't know. So start thinking about what is your topic for your information product. Well, that wraps the show for this week. As always, we're looking for your comments out on chrisclark.com about the podcast. Get out there and leave us a few comments and help us improve the show. Thanks a lot.